This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Labor unions and activists defied a ban on protests in Istanbul and rallied in Taksim Square on May Day. 10,000 people were deployed and 250 were arrested. Federal Claims Court, using an Arkansas Game and Fish Commission decision that plaintiffs could recover property damages from the federal government under the Takings Clause, held that the Corps of Engineers should pay for Katrina flooding damage in St. Bernard, New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward due to Mr. Go, the Mississippi River Gulf outlet that allowed storm surge. Human Rights Watch and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, among others, are urging passage of new NSA restrictions, even though they are relatively minor, as a first step in reform. Workers' rights advocates dropped 10,000 leaflets in the Guggenheim Museum in New York City to protest labor practices in the construction of the Guggenheim's planned expansion in a luxury enclave in Dubai. According to Pew Research Survey, 40% of Internet users have experienced harassment on social networks. Women hold 24% of Poland's parliamentary seats. 52% of Colombians are on the Internet. 68 million Indonesians are on Facebook. 81% of Malaysia has paved roads. Chair of the Federal Election Commission says the FEC is so hopelessly deadlocked at 3-3 Republicans to Democrats that there will be little to no enforcement of any election laws in the 2016 campaign. Afghanistan has 130,000 disabled people formerly in the police or security forces, 40,000 of whom have had amputations and are receiving small pensions. There is no political advertising on television or radio in Britain. Fundraising and spending there are strictly limited. Republicans are increasing their efforts to repeal prevailing wage standards on public construction projects. Indiana has passed a repeal recently. West Virginia repealed on projects costing less than $500,000. Nevada exempted school construction. There are no industry standards detailing what consumers or patients should expect in medical billing, according to the American Medical Billing Association. One recent study found that 90% of hospital bills contain errors. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.